Hi and welcome to the first episode of the Matrix Moments podcast, a podcast series dedicated to startups, founders and everyone within this ecosystem. This is Saloni and we have with us today Avneesh Bajaj, Founder Managing Director, Matrix Partners India. In today's episode, we will be covering the importance of intrinsics. So Avneesh, why podcasting and why now?
I thought you told me to do it. That was the main reason. No, Saloni, thank you. I am super excited that we are finally doing this. It's kind of ironic because I'm not much of a podcast user, meaning I don't listen to podcasts. And I remember when you had first proposed it, I hope I did it in a nice way, but I basically said no, we shouldn't do it. But I think what I've come to realize is that there are people who actually listen to it. We got started with blogging. I think the overall objective is to engage a lot more with the startup community. As the markets are deepening, as entrepreneurship is deepening in India, I think the engagement between the various parts of the ecosystem need to also deepen. Our attempt at podcasting, some of us tweet, all of those are different ways to go in that direction. I think what you have realized and what I have come to realize is that the barrier to authorship on blogging is just too high. This seems, and then you suggested and Tarun suggested that we could do a podcast and a transcript. And to me, you know, there are people like me who like to speak but not listen. So I can speak and I don't have to listen to myself, but I can always read and I love reading. So I think podcast plus transcript is probably a great way, and hopefully we will hear back from people in the ecosystem how it is working. But super excited to do it, super excited to share thoughts and hopefully get lots of input back and you know, create many more Matrix Moments together.
So in today's episode, we will be covering intrinsics and the importance of it in individuals. At Matrix, a lot of emphasis has been given to intrinsics versus extrinsics, as well as the inventory of skills, which is basically a set of characteristics that we believe are important for individuals to hone in on. Avneesh, can you tell us a little bit about this, where this stems from and what the ideology behind this is?
I don't quite remember exactly how we came up with it, but I can tell you that from day one, when Rishi and I started the firm in 2006, we spoke a lot about what it takes for founders. As you know, the philosophy is founders first. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out what is it, and I think everybody does, and there is no right answer. What is it that gets people to succeed? And what is it that brings the best out of founders or makes best founders? And right then, we had set up this inventory of skills, which essentially talks about the various traits, and there's a lot of emphasis on intrinsics versus extrinsics. Extrinsics is not a word, so don't go looking for it in a dictionary. Extrinsics is basically what you see. Intrinsics is what's inside. Now the question is, why does it matter? And I'll give you two analogies. One, I was watching something from Sadhguru, which kind of helped me crystallize this thought even further, which is that, you know, you have ingredients, you have a recipe, and you have a dish. Ingredients and the recipe make the dish. Now, the question is, as human beings, do we all physically have the same ingredients? We do. And yet we have 7 billion human beings who are all different, right? I think in our business and as a philosophy of Matrix, we have tried to figure out a lot more. And by the way, I gave you the mystic spiritual view of it. I can give you the very scientific view of it. The scientific view of it is nature, nurture, product. Yeah. Now, what happens is people generally or almost always only see the product. Whereas what I think is more important is to try to figure out what made the product. If you have to predict the future, looking at the current product versus thinking about what is the nature and what is the nurture and how would that environment change and therefore what the product can be, I think is more important. So for us, that's why it is important. I remember reading from Sam Altman from Y Combinator. He said in there, and he's a young guy, but he's clearly figured it out, very smart guy. He said the first 18 years of a person's life tell him a lot more than the last 7 years. Now, the last 7 years is extrinsics. Now, this is typically, let's say we are talking about people who are experienced, right?
Right.
You are looking at resume. Most of the time in an interview, what do people do? What have you done? Where, and it is a chronology, which you can read anywhere.
Right.
You never end up going deeper. So, that's really the philosophy. That is almost a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And as we go further through this discussion, we can talk about how it has played out and, you know, what, whether it really works or doesn't work. Like I said, it's not an exact science. It's not even a science. But that's at least how we think about it.
You've previously also spoken about the 9 must-have golden traits for entrepreneurs. So what exactly are these traits and the significance behind it, if you can share a little bit about that with us?
So they are not must-have. If they were must-have, then nobody... I think anybody who has all of these is doesn't exist. It's too good to be true. But let me give you a backstory to this. Like I said, part of a personal mission, part of matrix thinking, part of founder's first philosophy is about these intrinsics. Now, I'm also a dad.
Yes.
I have children who are 11 and 7, and I have to put their names out here, Aryan and Rihanna. And we were on an African safari, and I've been reading this book, which we should give a link to in this podcast, called How Children Succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, if I had to crystallize it down to one takeaway, it is that it comes down to character.
Mm.
What is character? Intrinsic. Now, given what I told you at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you can see how much that would have resonated with me. Now, these authors are PhDs. They quote lots of Harvard, Stanford, Yale studies, which essentially then distills character down to 7 traits. 2 I have added on my own, which you can talk about, but it distills it down to 7 traits.
Okay.
Those 7 traits are grit, self-control, zest, social intelligence, gratitude, optimism, and curiosity. I think almost nothing requires explanation other than zest, which is... You know, it's kind of risk-taking, or not really risk-taking, but adventurism, joy of life kind of stuff. One of Matrix's core principles, as you know, is hunger and hustle, right?
Exactly.
Now, there's a lot of thinking around which of these are overlapping, but I decided to keep it simple and I added hunger and hustle on it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the 9 traits. I know it sounds sad for my kids and the family holiday, but we actually rated each other. Including the kids, including people we know, on a scale. So it's 0, 0.5 and 1 on each of these.
Okay.
And believe it or not, all the successful people, and by the way, Tarun, Vikram and I have done this with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have done this with founders that we know. I have done this with people like Bhavesh, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And Ola, I think, has adopted some version of this. So in general, a score of 6 or more. And now when you say 0.5 and 1, it is, you know, 1 being somebody who you know is really, really good at it.
Right.
So I think I'm jumping ahead a bit on how actually this is useful, and I think we'll just keep going with this. So people are actually, you can use this, in my view, to predict correlation with success. Mm. And like I said, scores that I have seen, founders I work with, people I work with, my own family, and it is not us. So it's us, and believe it or not, what people rate themselves are generally a notch lower than what others rate them. I rate myself 0 to 0.5 on social intelligence, which you might agree with, but a lot of people rate me higher on that, for example, right?
Yeah.
So that's how you can use this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think... if I were to, you know, I thought further about it, and we thought a lot more about it, saying, but nobody has all of this.
Yeah.
And is this even actionable?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What do you do? By the way, I believe a lot of it is actionable. You could go trait by trait and say, how do you create that in somebody? Now, this is more coming from a parent perspective. But I will tell you that if I had to pick traits... And if I had to pick traits for entrepreneurs, and if I had to pick traits for people in profession like ours as investors, they are actually different. If I could pick only 3 traits for an entrepreneur, which would be similar to what I would probably pick for my kids, I think it would be hunger, grit, which is resilience, and curiosity. By the way, these three are the same for both entrepreneurs and investors. But now if you forced me to say you can pick only two, then I would drop grit for investors, because you really need grit as an entrepreneur. Be really resilient. And I would drop curiosity for entrepreneurs. Hunger has to be there. If you're not hungry, it's not going to happen, right? But I would keep grit as the number one trait required for entrepreneurs and curiosity as the number one trait for investors. Why grit for entrepreneurs? I don't think it needs much explanation, but you have to just keep sticking it out. Why not grit for investors? Because investors actually, in my view, investors' job is to minimize the unknown in their business, right? So their job is to seek clarity. I just tweeted this morning about seeking clarity. Confidence in the absence of clarity is disaster, right? Investors' job is to seek clarity. You will seek clarity if you're highly curious, right? Entrepreneur's job is to execute, you know, to think. So like I said, would love to have all three. But if I had to summarize it, I would say be hungry, be resilient, and be curious. I think that would be my takeaway of what I would obviously hat tip to Steve Jobs. But that's the line I would give.
Okay. And with this, we come to the end of our first episode. Thank you for listening. And please visit matrixpartners.in for the transcript version of this episode. You can also follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more updates.